I'm VOA's Steve Miller with your worldwide news update. China on Friday vowed to retaliate against what it called the Trump administration's arbitrary tariffs. More from VOA's Bill Gallo.
Foreign Minister Wang Yi called U.S. tariffs arbitrary and irresponsible. Since returning to office, Trump has sharply raised tariffs on China, accusing Beijing of unfair trade practices and threatening U.S. industries. He's also pulled back from global institutions.
Imagine if every country emphasized their own priority and believed in strength and status. The world would fall back into the law of the jungle.
Although China has responded to Trump with its own tariffs, it appears to be careful not to escalate tensions with the U.S. leader it sees as unpredictable. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
Ukrainian officials say Russia targeted its energy infrastructure in a large-scale missile and drone bombardment during the night. Authorities said at least 10 people, including a child, were injured. The attack came hours after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said talks with the U.S. on ending the three-year war will take place next week. Thursday, European Union leaders committed to working together to bolster the continent's defenses and ensure future protection for Ukraine. Antonio Costa is the European Council president.
Our efforts to strengthen European defense will also benefit Ukraine, because Ukraine security is at the core of Europe's security.
Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban refused to endorse a summit statement in favor of Ukraine. Zelensky welcomed the European Union plan to strengthen the continent's defenses. He expressed hope that some of the new spending will be used to boost Ukraine's own defense industry. This is VOA News. A war monitor says that clashes between Syrian security forces and gunmen loyal to former President Bashar al-Assad in the country's coastal region have left more than 70 people dead and the area outside government control. We hear more from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The clashes are the worst since Assad was removed from power in early December by insurgent groups led by the Islamist Hayat Tahrir al-Sham. On Friday morning, large numbers of troops were deployed and no civilians were in the streets because of a curfew. A war monitor said the outskirts of the coastal towns are still under the control of Assad loyalists, while Assad's hometown and many villages nearby are also outside government control. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Supporters of impeached South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol gathered outside the detention center he is set to be released from on Friday. The Seoul Central District Court said it accepted Yoon's request for release because the legal period for his formal arrest expired before he was indicted in January for alleged rebellion in connection with a short-lived martial law decree. The opposition Democratic Party called on prosecutors to immediately appeal the district court's decision. In Yoon's separate impeachment trial at the Constitutional Court, the court is expected to rule soon on whether to formally remove him from office or reinstate him. The discovery of an unexploded bomb Friday, dating back to World War II, severely disrupted traffic to and from Paris's Gare du Nord, the world's third busiest train station. Paris police said the bomb had been discovered around 3:30 a.m. local time during construction work. They said train traffic would remain disrupted until the bomb is defused and removed. U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed on Thursday that the U.S. is having discussions with U.S.-designated terror group Hamas regarding Israeli and American hostages still being held.
We are having discussions with Hamas. We are helping Israel in those discussions because we're talking about Israeli hostages. And we're not doing anything in terms of Hamas. We're not giving cash.
Trump doubled down on his Wednesday ultimatum that there will be, quote, hell to pay, end quote, in Gaza if they are not released immediately. Hamas responded by reiterating that they will only free the remaining Israeli hostages in exchange for a lasting ceasefire in the Gaza Strip, and accused Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of trying to back out of the ceasefire agreement they reached in January. Well, that wraps up this update, but the world and news never stops. For additional updates 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.